We're there having we some technical difficulties tonight.
And what's new? Yet here we are.
But yeah, we're excited about tonight's podcast. We're actually doing a shout out. We want to hear some testimonies from you fine folks. There's a lot of people that I could get that's from far and abroad, but it's like God's put it on my heart that for this little bit to work on the people that's kind of regional to us. And so that's what I want to do. We want to build on our series called We Ain't Scared. And what I'm hoping to do with the testimonies, if you guys feel like you want to share your testimony, I'd like to get the testimonies that where God has brought you from something that you're no longer in fear of. For example, a lot of mine had to do with demonic stuff. You know, a lot of you that have listened for a long time know that I come from a cultic-like background. As a kid, I struggled with suicide and played with Ouija boards and dabbled in every form of witchcraft that I could get my hands on. But by the grace of God, it's like I know that realm exists, and I've seen stuff on that realm or in that realm that it has no fear. You know, Jesus said that when the enemy comes, he finds nothing on the inside of me. So when it comes to that aspect of spiritual warfare, it's like I'm very ready to take on that kind of stuff. So we're looking for testimonies where, whether it be like drug addiction, whether it have to do with occultic stuff, you might have a testimony that might not have to do with any of that. Even if it's just you wanting to share how you came to know Jesus, we're looking for something that we can just give God glory for, because Amen. Whatever you went through, like, somebody else needs to hear that. Because when, you know, the Bible says that when Jesus is lifted up, he will draw all people unto him. And we're wanting to come together as, you know, as a family of God here and give you the opportunity to share your testimony.
Yeah, to share your story of, you know, if you've had a near-death experience, if you have been healed by the power of God and you knew it wasn't by the hand of a doctor or medicine, anything in your life that you would want to share, we welcome that, of course. And, you know, it's always freeing, it seems like, when you're able to share your testimony and you just, you know, you express that out. Because like Mickey said, your testimony, your story could set someone else free.
That's right.
To let them know that, you know, that they can do it too. If you've been delivered from alcohol, drugs, pornography, we would love to hear your story, because our listeners, and we do have quite a few listeners now.
Even, more than what I would ever thought.
Right. And even over the U.S. And I think we have some people from what?
There's Germany, Canada.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they never heard American language spoke the way we speak it.
Yeah, we definitely have an accent. That's okay. Yeah. Because people pay to hear that, I guess, nowadays. Yeah. But... but yeah,
we was country before country was cool.
Yeah.
And we still country.
But we know that there are stories out there that you want to share. Even if you maybe heard it secondhand, but you knew that there was some substance and some truth to it, you know, because a lot of and that gets into folklore and stories that are passed down from generation to generation. But we know that, especially in the series that we're doing, We Ain't Scared, you know, there's some things that family. Like, it's like a family unit that maybe there was things that went on and grandparents went down to parents, and now you're that generation and you hear all the stories and stuff. But in our area in Appalachia, we have a lot of Indian history, and we were talking with a lady one time who had some Native American stuff that was going on in her house, and that was really interesting that night that we were able to talk with her. And you know, we just want to hear your stories, because everybody has a story, whether you think you do or not.
Yep. We've all come from somewhere. Everybody has a purpose. Everybody has a story. Real quick, we want to give a shout out to Brother George Johnson. We like to try to give quick shout outs for people that are in the group. Yeah, Brother George, and I think I've seen Ray Dean was in here. So give a shout out to him.
Welcome tonight. Yo, yo, yo.
But yes, it's like we are, and I think too, we're going to, for the testimonies that we get on here, we need to, it's about time we had another giveaway, because it's been a while since we've done a giveaway. I still have some, from some of our sponsors, I still have some of the Appalachian Sauce Company hot sauce. And we like to try to give away too some of the, my mind went blank, the soap, the MKM Soap Company.
Yeah, MKM.
And too, we will probably in the future be ordering some of the We Ain't Scared t-shirts to give away. And once we figure out how to operate it, we have like a wheel kind of thing that we can spin the wheel like Wheel of Fortune and
randomly draw a winner.
Yeah.
It just amazes me with technology. It's like there's just so much you can do on an app. There's an app for that. There's an app for this. We were back in the day where we had a Nook, and then you could only purchase an app through Nook.
Yeah.
And so we would search every day to see if they put new apps on, because, you know, then it was just like, ooh, this is an app. This is exclusive. And now there's thousands and thousands of apps.
And too, it, I remember on that, that the, Nook was, for those that don't know, is like for people that read books. So for me, it's like I would always type in the search bar 0.00 Christian books, and there would be like all kinds of books from like Christian preachers back then, that the, you know, from the day that now it was in public domain, and a lot of good stuff there.
Yeah.
So that's a tidbit for you there. If you're a Kindle reader or a Nook reader, you can find some of the, from the old saints of God, you can find some good stuff.
Amen. And we do have, I feel like we need to share this tonight for anybody that's listening and would want to participate. We have another Facebook group called New Life Discipleship. So if you're interested in taking your walk to the next level, you're a new Christian, or you're looking for a Bible study to do, New Life Discipleship, it's a group here on Facebook, and it will have 10 lessons. It's a work at your own pace type thing. There's videos that we post each week to give thoughts on the topic. And after we get finished with the 10 lessons, the way it's set up, we can go into more studies. So discipleship never ends.
That's right.
It's a learning process that every believer should be a part of. And we give information and nuggets there that really increases your spiritual awareness, your knowledge of the word, and you can work at your own pace. And
we're actually on today was lesson 6, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we have 10. So like if you jump in now, you'll have time to go back and the teachings on there is probably 15 minutes max. And yep. It's a very fast paced because it's designed to get you into the word more than, you know, it's not just hearing a sermon.
Right.
But it's to help you dig into the word. And at the end, for everybody that turns in their questions, you can explain to them how to turn it in. Because there might be an easier way to do it, but most people write their answers down and screenshot and send it.
Yeah, writing down your answers to the thought questions that are included in with the study, when you submit those to us, it's kind of like your attendance.
Yeah.
You know, if you want the certificate at the end, we can send that to you if you're listening and not a part of New Life Victory Church. But that lets you know that you completed it and let us, it is accountability.
Yep.
It's, you know, like I said, you work at your own pace, but you send us your answers and stuff. And we take attendance and there's chats there too that are more centered around the topic of the week, and you can ask questions. But yeah, it's a good thing. If you are interested, just go over there and join New Life Discipleship on Facebook.
And the good thing is, after at a date later to be announced, after it's over with, we will actually do a celebration after one of the services at New Life Victory. And, you'll actually get to walk across the stage and we will give you a certificate of completion. Then after the service, we haven't decided where at yet, but we'll either go to the Olive Hill City Park or maybe Carter Caves and do a little cookout celebration for the accomplishment that you have came through.
Yeah, and also for you that are in this group, Free at Last podcast, you can meet some other people that we're connected with and put a face to a name, and, you know, it'll be all exciting. We're all about connecting to the kingdom.
That's
and
right.
Fellowshipping and growing, and that's what the lesson was today in the New Discipleship group was integrity and growing, you know, maturing in the things of God and as a person. And it was very insightful looking that information up.
And too, it's like you don't have to worry about, you know, the denominational factor mm-hmm. in it. The whole thing is to get you closer to Jesus. We're not trying to indoctrinate anybody. The whole thing is to get you closer to Jesus. Right. You know, I just felt like I needed to say that.
Yeah.
Brother George asked, how are you doing the testimony sharing? Well, what I want to do, like if somebody sends in their testimony or just tells us about it, we would like to set up another interview like we've done in the past, like we've done with Brother George and, you know, a few others in the past. We really like the interview process. That's why we like to talk to people on here.
Yeah. And if you are listening, you have a testimony and maybe you don't feel comfortable getting in front of the camera, we completely understand that. And we would be willing to read your story online. And, you know, you can remain anonymous if you want to. But it's, you know, you see other podcasts out there who take listener stories or listener experiences and testimonies. There's several that I listen to where people just call in and they talk about their stories. And people have really interesting stories of things they've been through, things they've overcome, they've been delivered from. People are listening to that kind of stuff now. They're, you know, it's like people are interested in what other people have gone through.
Yeah. And I think it's probably because, like, I think a lot of people are so digitized nowadays. It's like when a lot of people hear real life experiences, it intrigues them. Brother George said, have it at his house. We can make it a discipleship pool party.
Well, I'm all for that.
Baptism's taken care of.
That sounds great. That'll be toward the summer for that, when the weather's a little warmer and the water's not freezing.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll save the one for the serious ones in the wintertime. Well, me and George have to go out there with the sledgehammer and break the ice like the old timers used to have to do it. I've heard of stories like that, though, like some of the, and I don't mean it's like, you know, disparaging or anything, but some of the older generation, you hear the stories. It's like, yeah, when I got baptized, they had to break the ice. And, you know, it used to be a thing, like you knew they were serious if they had to break the ice.
Absolutely.
Which, me, either way, it's like, it could be summertime and I'm a kind of tiptoe into the pool, because Tammy's just a jump right in.
I just jump right on in and splash and go under right away, because you get that first initial shock and then it's over with. But Mickey's like, it's cold. And you know me, I'm just here splashing him, and you know, he's just like, stop.
Sister Mary says that they've done that in Michigan, and it's extra cold up there anyway.
Oh, yeah. Mickey's looking at the feed tonight. I don't have my glasses on, so he's reading all of the conversation going out.
Yeah, if you guys that are on here, if you know anybody that's got a testimony, send them our way, because we're definitely wanting to get the word of God out there when it comes to that. Like, I believe that testimonies is one of the best ways to do it.
Mm-hmm. That song comes to mind, God's not dead, he's surely alive.
And too, like, when you share your testimony, it shows other people, like, you know, it lets them know if God did that for them, that I know he's no respecter of persons. He can do it for me.
Yep.
And, you know, that's why it's important for us to share our testimonies.
One of the, you know, and it doesn't even, it can be humorous, it can be funny, you know, because we have a cute little testimony. It was back when we first got our house, and I grew up going to the laundromat every Saturday morning. And as a kid, I absolutely did not like laundry day. And I told Mickey, I said, when we move into our house, I only have one request. You know, it wasn't a big, nice closet or, you know, a big kitchen. I said, I want a washer and a dryer. And he said, well, okay, yeah. And so he was working with his clients, and he would take his clients on outings and everything, and they took him to Lowe's one day.
And this was when Lowe's just opened up brand new.
It was their grand opening, and they were giving out $1,000 gift card. And Mickey had, that couple weeks before that, had given him a pair of safety goggles, and he just thought that was like the grandest thing ever. And they took him to Lowe's, and that was when they had the big ticket barrel that you would put your name and number on, and they'd spin it, and at the end of the contest and the grand opening, they would draw a name. And we had went to Lowe's that day, and you know, when they called about an hour or two after we had just left, I'm like, that's weird, you know, like we were just there. Why are they calling? And Mickey answered the phone, and it was the general manager from Lowe's, and he said, Mickey Sammons? And he said, yeah. Well, you are the grand prize winner of the $1,000 gift card from Lowe's. And we were like, wow, yeah, you know, I was like, my washer and dryer. Because it's like, I prayed about that. And, you know, I had prayed in faith, believing that we were going to have a washer and dryer and that I wouldn't have to go to the laundromat.
Well, the thing about it was when I gave the client those safety goggles, it touched his heart so much that he had his staff take him down to Lowe's, and he told me, he said, I filled your name out on those cards for that drawing at least 3 hours.
So I say Mickey's name was in that barrel cage probably 1,000 times.
if they went through them, they're probably like, my goodness, who is this Mick Sammons?
Yeah.
His name is all over the place.
And, you know, whether God moved upon that young man to write Mickey's name down for that long, to put tickets into the cage, I don't know. But I know I prayed, and, you know, I was all excited. And I was like, but God answered that prayer.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the money value. You know, it was like I wanted a washer and dryer. Whether it was going to be new or used, you know, that's what I spoke out. And sure enough,
we want to welcome Sister Sue McClurg tonight.
Oh, welcome, Sister Sue.
We're talking about sharing testimonies. So if you know anybody that's got a testimony that they would like to be a guest on the podcast, we'd love to have them and share the testimony.
Mickey and I have been saved for 24 years. And we have seen miracles. We have seen healings. We have seen God move when there couldn't be any other explanation why or how but God.
That's right.
And we know that you guys have stories too. So, you know, hit us up, message us, because we want to get these stories out there.
Once it's on the web, it's out there forever.
It's out forever.
You could be glorifying Jesus until he comes back once it's on the web. All right, I think it's going to about do it. But, just keep praying for us, and we will pray for you guys. Pray that those testimonies come in. We're really excited. And, Oh, yeah, I meant to say this, too. Glad everybody survived the eclipse.
Right. Nobody's blind, I hope. I think one of the warnings was, do not drive with your solar glasses on.
Yeah.
Well, you couldn't see anything out of them anyway, so.
I would be safe in my vehicle because I can't even see the traffic lights when I'm close to them. But we're going to hop off here. We love you guys, and we will see you at least next Tuesday or Wednesday, depending on work schedule.
All right. We guys have a good week, and we love you. Have a blessed evening.